It's time for another B moment. Let's let our hearts say, this is my B moment. My moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. And so today I am thinking about how my heart is coming full circle. And I think the first time I heard the term coming full circle was actually on the Oprah Winfrey Show, right? And it just simply meant changing one's behavior. You used to do things one way and now you do them differently. But when I think about things from a spiritual perspective, I realize now that more has to change than just my actions. Because, you know, sometimes I would be good at changing my mind, but I couldn't sustain it. And then other times I would say the words outwardly, but inwardly little had changed. And, you know, I know this for sure because my heart would ache when things didn't go my way or as I had hoped they would. And so what I see is that the heart is the last arc in the circle. This is the last piece of that circle that if we can make it through that, we can foster in more than likely a new season in our lives. And I go back to Paul's teachings in 2 Corinthians, and he talks about, you know, because we hold on so tight, we have such strong convictions and visions about how things should be. And I remember him teaching us, but when I am weak, I am strong. And I'm focusing today on the scripture from Paul, 2 Corinthians 12:9. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may work through me. It feels like when I surrender that final piece, my heart, I feel the power of Christ working through me. So today I'm going to cling to Him working through me. Share this B moment as others desire to be inspired.